You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Central American peasants demand suspension of WTO negotiations. The Latin American Coordination of Rural Organizations, CLOC Vía Campesina, is organizing its fifth conference in Quito, capital city of Ecuador, from October the 8th to the 16th. The regional organizations have already discussed the demands to be raised in the activity, and some Central American groups have published a document with proposals. The organizations demand the immediate suspension of all trade negotiations carried out within the World Trade Organization, and also the suspension of all talks that can derive in bilateral or bi-regional agreements. According to them, these measures have to be taken since there isn't yet an international will to promote negotiations based on trade and investment rules focused on a truly fair and sustainable development. The countries of the region, most of them ruled by right-wing administrations, have to adopt the demands of the People's Agreement of Cochabamba that rejects all wrong, false solutions which are oriented by the international financial market. The Central American peasants propose in their declaration a change in the economic model, which implies to put an end to neoliberalism and to move forward towards a new model based on a systematic change for the benefit and well-being of all the peoples of the world. They warn that the discrimination suffered by the young people and women when accessing the production means is resulting in an increase of migration to the big cities and, as a consequence, in a process of division of families. In most Central American countries, women have a poor access to lands and peasant production because the governments do not implement policies to favor them, and in addition, the patriarchal system is imposed in different regions, denounce the organizations. As part of the preparations to the event in Quito, La Vía Campesina Guatemala issued a report with testimonies of leaders from Panama and El Salvador.